So, topic 2.17 is to explain how the expression of a gene mutation in people with cystic fibrosis impairs the functioning of the gaseous exchange, digestive, and reproductive systems. In healthy people, there is a protein called cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator. In our cells, we have chloride pumps that pump chloride ions into the epithelial cells lining our respiratory, digestive, and reproductive tracts. In normal healthy people with the CFTR protein, this acts as a channel allowing the chloride ions to diffuse out of the cells and into the cavity. The increase of chloride ions in the cavity creates a concentration gradient such that water comes out of the epithelial cells from a region of high water potential to a region of low water potential, and this water appearing in the cavity serves to thin out the mucus. If you don't have the CFTR protein, then the chloride ion concentration inside the epithelial cells increases. So now our water potential inside the cell is higher than the water potential outside the cell. This means that water diffuses back down its concentration gradient through osmosis into the epithelial cell. There is little water in the cavity, and therefore the mucus lining the cavity is quite thick and sticky. So this can be a real problem. And if you do not have at least one copy of the allele that codes for the CFTR protein, then you're in trouble. So cystic fibrosis is caused by a recessive allele. The mean carrier frequency is 1 in 25 people, and as I've mentioned, the most common mutation is DF508, deletion of three base pairs from codon 508. It mainly affects white Northern Europeans. It occurs in 1 in about 2,500 babies born to white Europeans. The reason why it's got such a high frequency is likely down to heterozygote advantage. There have been some suggestions that having one copy of the abnormal allele could confer an advantage on people where there's a high incidence of cholera or typhus. However, that's been dismissed recently in favour of protective qualities against tuberculosis, which would have been a far greater killer of people than cholera and typhus. So this heterozygote advantage could be responsible for the continuing high frequency of the allele. And what it does is thickens up the mucus such that it's difficult to remove mucus from the lungs. It's going to be like having a really nasty chest infection all the time. The mucus is going to be thick and sticky, and it's going to be very difficult for people with cystic fibrosis to clear their airways. You can also get infections because the bacteria get trapped easily in the mucus. In the intestines, it's going to make digestion and absorption of nutrients very difficult because the nutrients cannot penetrate the thick mucus. It can also block the pancreas and the ducts that secrete the enzymes directly from the pancreas into the intestine, so making digestion even more difficult. And you do need to know a bit about the reproductive issues, that it can cause the vas deferens to be blocked up entirely or missing, failure to produce sperm in women, amenorrhea, which means no periods at all, delayed puberty, and it can make it very difficult for, in the case of female sufferers, for the egg to be fertilized by the sperm. Okay, so we've got a lot of problems here, a lot of potential for infections, and it's a truly nasty and horrible disease all round.